God. In the name of God. Lesson 2, Approaches to Psychology. Early Approaches. When psychology was a young science, different schools of psychology arose. Each school offered an explanation of behavior. 1. Structuralism. The structuralists studied the basic elements of human experience. Wilhelm Wundt founded this school. He used introspection. He tried to map the processes of thought on the basis of introspection. 2. Functionalism. William James believed that everything we think and do helps humans survive. Functionalism studied how animals and people adapt to their environments. 3. Gestalt psychology. The word Gestalt is a German word. It means whole pattern. Gestalt psychology examines whole patterns. For example, when you look at a chair, you see the sum of its parts. You do not see legs, seat, and back. You see the whole chair. Contemporary approaches. 4. Psychoanalysis. Sigmund Freud studied the unconscious mind. He believed that much of our behavior results from conflicts we face. Freud encouraged his patients to use free association to resolve their conflicts. He encouraged people to analyze their dreams. Freud was a psychoanalyst. Most of Freud's research is based on case studies. 5. Behaviorism. Ivan Pavlov examined how behaviors could be conditioned. He rang a ring when he fed a dog. The dog began salivating whenever it heard the ring. Pavlov trained the dog to respond to the ring. Researchers showed that conditioning works with humans. John B. Watson believed psychology should only study observable behaviors. He was a behaviorist. He believed that all behavior was the result of conditioning. Another behaviorist, B.F. Skinner, studied reinforcement. He believed that behavior is shaped by the rewards. Behavior that is rewarded will be repeated. 6. Humanism. Abraham Maslow and Carl Rogers were humanists. They disagree with behaviorists. They believed that human behavior was not controlled by rewards. It was directed by internal factors. 7. Cognitive psychology. Jean Piaget and Noam Chomsky are cognitivists. They focus on thinking, problem solving, and creativity. Their research focuses on storing, processing, and using information by human mind. End of the text.